Thank you, Mr. President. I draw the council attention to the alarming human rights situation in Indian-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, where the people endure severe military repression and constitutional terrorism. We are witnessing ongoing killings, torture, abduction, alongside the demolition of property. Since August 2019, the Indian government has intensified efforts to impose settler colonialism under the guise of normalcy and development. This has resulted in the dismemberment of the occupied state, demographic change, and the demilitation of assembly segments to disempower the majority population. This so-called normalcy has tragically claimed 914 innocent lives through extrajudicial execution, siege, and search operation. Additionally, 2,447 individuals have been tortured. 24,625 have been arbitrarily detained for challenging the status quo. The Indian government presents a misleading narrative at development empowerment, particularly in the lead-up of elections. It is important to emphasize that elections held in occupied territories cannot substitute for the right to self-determination as outlined in the UN Security Council Resolution 1 of 1951 and 122 of 1957. Power remains centralized in New Delhi with the
в обязанности Верховного комиссара и Совета входит защита интересов народа оккупированного Кашмира. Я призываю Совет призвать ОВКПЧ создать